We are now on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara asked the question, why don't we bring a Taida? The Gemara answered, because you have to bring Lachme Taida, and you can't bring Lachme Taida on a Suffolk, because it's Chulun Bazara, that's how we spoke out Taisus' shot. So we are up to now on Nun Hey Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line from the top. Frag the Gemara Vidilma Ashamu. An Asham is a male, and an Asham cannot be brought as an Adava. You cannot bring a carbon and say, if this was an Asham, I'm replacing it. Because if it's not an Asham, you're not allowed to bring it. By Ayla Shlomim Taida, you had the option that if it's not an Ayla, it's not a Shlomim, and it's not a Taida, it's an Adava. The guy who found it will be giving an Adava to Hegdish. There's nothing wrong in bringing an extra Ayla, or an extra Shlomim, or an extra Taida. Taida is a voluntary carbon. It could be brought when a guy feels like thanking Hashem. But Asham can only be brought when he sinned. And if he didn't sin a certain Averis, he cannot bring an Asham. So if this is an Asham, how do you take care of that possibility? You can't. So you're not correcting all your you're not covering all your bases. And for the Gemara, Asham ben shtei shanim, v'shtakech ben shanim. An Asham has to be a year, see, when it says ben shtei shanim, it means during the second year. And this animal that you found was during the first year. Somebody asked me yesterday at the end, how do you know? The answer is, if you know animals, you would know. To me, they're all the same. But to a guy who raises animals, who deals with animals all the time, because in those days they did, they know the difference between a one-year-old and a first year and a second year. Practic Gemara, Vidoma Asham Mitzairuhu Asham Nazaru. There's Asham Mitzairuhu and Asham Nazaru that are within the first year. So there's still a possibility that it's that, and you're not covering all your bases. There's two Ashams that are different. There's a whole bunch of Ashams. For those who say Kabbalas in the morning, we say, Elohein Ashamas, Sham Gzelas, if the guy swears falsely and admits that he swore falsely about money, he has to bring an Asham. Asham Me'ilais, he did Me'ilah B'Shaygig, he has to bring Asham. Asham Shivcha Harufa, guy lived with a Shivcha Harufa, which is a Machlokes Tanaim, what it is, we're not going to get involved in. But he has to bring an Asham. He brings the Asham, she gets Malkus. It's an interesting halacha. And then there are two that are different Ashamas in the age. Sham Nazir, and Nazir at the end of his... Not a Nazir Tameh. Nazir Tar. What, Nazir Tameh? Nazir Tameh has to bring an Asham before he starts his Naziris Tara. And Asham Mitzaira, and Mitzaira at the end of his Saras, has to bring an Asham. Those two, we learn now from Sukkim, are an animal during the first year. Not allowed to bring an older animal than that. The other Ashamas, we learn now from Sukkim. Oh, by the way, there's one more, Asham Tully. The guy did a Suffolk Shikaris. He ate, doesn't know if it was Chelev or Shuman. He has to bring an Asham. Those Ashamas, besides the Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzaira, have to be an animal that's over a year old, which the Gemara says costs more than a younger animal. Cost double. The Gemara counts it costing double. I'm not in the business, so I'm not going to get involved. But the Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzaira are the first-year animals. You're telling me you found a first-year animal. There's a possibility it's an Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzaira, and you're not covering that possibility. So if this person is interested in covering all the possibilities, he can't. That's what the Gemara is asking. Now, you could have possibly said an answer. He does his best. You can't do better than your best. If it was a Naila, you covered it. If it was a Shlomim, you covered it. If it was a Taida, you covered it. If it was an Asham, listen, what can you do? The guy has to make it. You won't be able to cover it for him. That would be a possible answer, but the Gemara is looking for a better answer. Zog to Gemara, Lo Shchichi. Nazir and Mitzaira are not frequent. That's not the regular carbon brought. Very infrequently are the Nazirim and Mitzaroim. And therefore, you don't have to worry about that possibility.
In history, Rebbe says whole thing, you don't grow...
By what was the word in English? Plurality. Right, yeah. You don't go by plurality. But this is totally very small percentage.
Plurality.
No, it's not.
Do you go after these things or not?
Again. You go after, I'll make this up, okay? I'm making this up. You go anything after anything that's 12% and over. You don't care about something that's less than 12%. And I just made up that number. What? No, it makes nicer if I use 12%. 10% would have been the normal thing to do. Yes?
Morality.
Fine, okay. I'll never know how to pronounce it anyway. We went through this already. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Zakrashi. You don't have that option. Which is brought for swearing falsely. Which is brought for Mila. The Shifcha Harufa, which is living with a certain kind of woman, which you're not going to get involved in now. Ksibun Ayel uses the term not Keveth, but Ayel, which is over a year old. The High Masnit, by the way, over 13 months old. It's an interesting, there's a month in between Keves and Ayel. It's not a gay Arsugi now, just an interesting fact. Keves has to be before its first birthday, and Ayel has to be after 13 months. In between 12 and 13 months, it's called a palgus. It's in between, it's questionable in the Gemara what you do exactly. Can you bring it? Can you not bring it? That's not, but we're not getting involved in that now. The High Masnit in the Shtakin Ben Shana. Our mission is talking about you found it during the first year. The lekulus will be asham. You don't have to worry that it's an asham. The duma asham does the asham etzari the simple keves. The answer is leishiach. Frank the gemara duma pesachu. If it's a male, it might be a lost carbon pesach. And pesach has a different kind of service. And by the way, it's almost impossible to replace pesach. Because it has to be Limnuyav, can't bring a Pesach as an Adava, not doable as an Adava. Either it's a Pesach or not. So you don't have the option of saying, either this, I'll bring an animal, it's either a carbon Pesach, or it's an Adava. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Pesach is Pesach, cannot be brought as an Adava. And for the Gemara. Pesach Mizmanoi Mizir Zahiribay. Pesach doesn't get lost on the 14th of Nisan. It doesn't happen. Because people were careful with that carbon Pesach. Ushaloi, again, we're not giving me a chance to teach a Gemara. Ushaloi Bizmanai Shlomimu. And the rest of the year, it might have been a carbon Pesach, but it turned into a Shlomim. What happens to a Pesach that's not brought on Erev Pesach, it becomes a Shlomim. It turns its status. So you don't have to worry about carbon Pesach. Did you find it in Erev Pesach? It's not a Pesach. Nobody loses their carbon Pesach. It doesn't happen. It's very... I'm sorry if I don't mind, but I'd like to finish my sentences, and I don't mean anything personal to anybody, but I need to be able to explain. On Erev Pesach, people are extra careful with their carbon Pesach. They're not as careful with their other kabbalas. This is reality. So therefore, you don't have to worry about the option of Pesach on Erev Pesach. And if it's after Pesach, and it might have been a lost Pesach that wasn't used for whatever reason, it's a Shlomim. So you covered the basis of Shlomim, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bismanoi calls him on Shura the Pesach. Manoi is a half a day. Well, really, before that also. Shloim Bismanoi, over Zmanoi Shlomim, who? But Maisi Shlomim, and he brings his Shlomim. Okay, there's a whole bunch of questions. Yes, Doctor.
But not only do we have Gemara's Kad Mishnayas about people wandering around looking for a Pesach that's separated from their group, and who's Yosef what, and who eats from what, So
the answer to that question is that the Gemara always, Mishnayas and Gemara, always discuss outlier things. To set parameters of halacha, you can't talk normal. Because normal, it doesn't, and 90% of the shaylas and the mishnayas aren't supposed to happen. If you keep to the regular way of doing things, you won't have those shaylas. But in order to set parameters of halacha, the Gemara talks about the abnormal cases. And therefore, the mishnas there are talking about abnormal cases, not something that's frequent.
I was the one who brought up that explanation 20 years ago, but that's the nature of law, that you do the borders. On the other hand, that's usually the Gemara, which is coming up with, what's happening on a Sunday or something like that. It's usually not in the Mishnayot, it's within the boundaries.
Even in the Mishnayot, it's that way. Even in the Mishnayot, it's that way. Yes, I replied to you, had a question. Yes, Abraham, you had a question.
What I'm saying is What happened to Menuhin?
Again, we would deal with that question if Pesach were a possibility.
No, according to the Havmina, that it was Pesach is a possibility.
No, it's not. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. If Pesach was a possibility, you can't cover that option.
Oh, I mean, and then...
Gemara is asking, we're telling the guy he can cover all options.
Right.
He can't.
You can't.
That's exactly the Gemara's question.
We're going to answer, you can't.
The Gemara could have said, you can't by Hashem.
If the answer wouldn't have been about the Hiri, said it's not going to cover because
again,
of the video.
The Gemara is understanding that this guy who finds the animal, he's willing to sacrifice a lot of money and time to cover all the bases.
For this guy.
And he can cover, and the Gemara understands that he can cover all the bases. And the Gemara's problem is, no, he cannot. That's all. And the answer could have been, no, he can't cover all bases. And the Mishnah didn't mean he can cover all bases. But the Gemara understood the Mishnah to say that this guy who found it, tzaddik of a man, who's willing to spend so much money.
Chassid.
Who's willing to spend so much money is going to cover all the bases. And the Gemara's question is, he's not doing it anyway. And the answer is, yes, he is.
These items are not.
I'm sorry?
Because they're not frequent, they're not moshnichi, or because it's not going to happen, those are not. What's trapped in that?
So he doesn't have to worry about that. He's covering everything that halacha would say is possible. Maybe it's a bechor ma'aseh behema. And a bechor, how do you replace a bechor? You can't replace a bechor. It might be a firstborn animal, which is a bechor. And now, how are you going to replace that? You can't cover that. You can't redeem a bechor and bring another animal instead of it. Again, you have to give the Gemara a chance. We're not giving the Gemara a chance. Or ma'aseh behema. Ma'aseh behema is one every 10 animals. Ma'aseh behema is very unique. The two kabbalas that we bring a year or whatever, that does not, the kohen gets no part of it. And that is ma'aseh behema. The guy has a newborn animal, puts them in a pen. Every 10th one is ma'aseh behema. He takes the Ma'aseh Behema to Yerushalayim as a carbon Ma'aseh Behema, and the kohen gets no part of it. And it has a different service on the Mizbeach than a regular Shloman. Ma'aseh Behema gets one sprinkling on the Mizbeach with those who say Kabbonis every morning. And Shlomim gets two. So, but Ma'aseh Behema is its own carbon. You found an animal, a male. It might be a bechor, which is non-replaceable. Might be ma'aseh behema, which is non-replaceable. So again, you can't cover your bases, and that is shchiach. Ma'aseh behema, you can start arguing about the frequency of bechor. The Gemara seems to think it's shchiach, but ma'aseh behema is a sure shchiach. People who had new babies, every one out of every 10 became ma'aseh behema. A guy who has 100 new babies had brought 10 kabbonos of ma'aseh behema. And if he had 1,000 new babies, he brought 100 kabbonos of ma'aseh behema. Non-redeemable, non-replaceable, you have to take them to Yerushalayim and bring them as a carbon ma'aseh behema. So what is this guy's not covering all his bases anyway? Yes, somebody had a question. Yes.
Can we say yesterday that Kayim Kahanim or Chashudim does not put Mumim in here? In a Bechor? Is the Bechor that we were talking about?
Again, that's a different halacha. It has nothing to do with this. You found a Bechor, you found an animal that doesn't have a mum.
The solution was to let it get a
mum. And for the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, the Mayhochasa, the Machlinu B'mumon. What halacha does it have if it's a Bechor and a Meiser that you can bring? You eat it when it gets a mum at home. Bechor that gets a mum does not have to be replaced. The ma'aseh behema that gets a mum does not have to be replaced. The owner gets to eat it at home. So you're waiting for this animal to get a mum anyway. So since you're waiting for this animal to get a mum anyway, there's nothing wrong. There's no possibility of a bechor and ma'aseh, even if it is. The solution is, it got a mum.
I have a To me, the question was...
Again. Hachanami, b'mumma misachli. Yes, what's your problem?
Questions from the start, because that's the whole premise that we said earlier.
Again. So you want to write the Gemara letter that it should not have spoken it out? Send the email to Ravina Ravashi in Gan Eden. See if we get an answer from them. What am I supposed to tell you? The Gemara asked the question and gives the answer. If you're trying to tell me, the Gemara should have never asked the question. Again, you can write an email, send it off. I don't think they have WhatsApp up there.
No, but he has to reinforce
it. He does not ask it. The Gemara asked it. He's asking the Gemara never should have had a Havamina. Okay, you know what I mean? What am I supposed to do? Rashi.
So the Kormaiser never come to Yerushalayim?
They do, if he doesn't have a mum.
But the Baal would rather have a mum and be able to eat it, so...
Again, listen. The Kayan for sure would rather have a mum and never able to eat it, and so would the owner by Maizu Behema. But he would have to take care of it. Still gets a mum, and it might never get a mum, and meanwhile he's feeding it and he can't work with it. It's a carbon. I'll let you speculate. There's no such thing anywhere. I'm not making up. I'm not a mechadish. No, I'm not mechadish this. I'm learning chat. It doesn't say that.
Right.
I'll make up new things. Yes.
Incidentally, this does answer the question which was asked yesterday. I personally have no problem with a farmer being able to recognize the difference between 1 year and 2 year. We've got people who can recognize them. A plant is one-third grown as opposed to half-grown. Then we've got people who know their stuff. But in the end, a palga, who's there's a one-month difference, is unrecognizable. So it's got to be that part of your duties as a farmer is that you're penning animals up and you're keeping them separate.
I don't know. It's not something I want to get into. Else about who says the palgus is not recognizable.
You've got 1 month between.
I don't know. See, I am not an expert in animals. I'm not going to comment.
No, it's not that much. You can the wait between 1 year and 2 year is clear. However, between 13 months and 12 months, I have a category of which I had been unaware until this morning, and I thank you for bringing it up.
Yes, okay. The answer is, again, this is something that takes us 10 minutes to argue, but I don't want to do that. But the answer is there a difference? Can you tell the difference between a 12-month, 11 months and 29 days, and 13 months and 1 day?
No.
But the Gemara says you can. So... again, this becomes, we're going to have to parse this, and this becomes very difficult, so I'm staying away.
Well, the parsing is very easy. You just keep them penned up and different.
But again, I'm not making up new halachas. I see, this is the problem. For some reason, people make up new halachas. I'm not one that's making up new halachas. Doesn't say anywhere that the owner has to pen up his valgus. Never says it. He separated a 1 year and he lost it. He separated a 2 year and he lost it. The guy who finds it can tell the difference between an 11-month-old and a 13-month-old. How? I don't know. I'm not an animal dealer. I don't know. And I'm definitely not going to ask a question based on my supposition that you can't tell the difference. Yes.
Rabbi Kutov suggested last week to me that a year-old animal, he wants to get rid of it right away. So he brings it as young as possible. He doesn't want to hang around with the animal. So when the finder finds an animal, he can tell easily, even if he's not a farmer.
That's speculative. If it makes you happy, good day. Doesn't say that in the Gemara, what can I tell you? And I'm not the guy's therapist to figure out if he wants to get rid of it or not. What am I supposed to say? I hate to be, I'm not trying to be mean today. I'm not coming across clearly. But, you know, to me, let's let the Gemara do its thing. Why are we trying to give the Gemara all kinds of options that don't exist? Yes, Rabbi Shem.
It means at all that a person can tell the difference, even if somebody would feel said, I don't think he can tell the difference for this 11 months and 29 days or 13 months and 1 day. I don't think that's, I mean, it's a small enough animal that he knows it's not getting there.
That's what, maybe. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. What difference does it make if it's a b'chor meiser? You can eat it by mum. Suffik b'chor, suffik meiser. Nechalim b'mum l'baylim. That's what you do when you have a suffik b'chor, suffik meiser. Shavayin lam pigeon. V'ani nami l'kshenivdu nechalim b'mumon. when they get redeemed, they're eaten with their mum, v'eichlim b'tayris b'charu ma'isa. Now there's a halakha. Rashi is trying to teach me new things. Not new things, but it's old things. And that is, Rashi is trying to tell me that a b'char ba'mum, you don't have to redeem it. But, because it's a b'char ba'mum, it has certain restrictions. She'ein nishchatim b'itlus, you can't shecht it in a marketplace. It has to be shechted privately because of the honor to give it respect, for it was a b'char. And a nishkalim b'litra. When you sell it, it can't be sold with exact weight. Because then again, you're treating it like chulam meat. You're treating it mundane. It's not mundane. Therefore, you shecht it privately. And if somebody wants to buy a piece, you do it by estimation. You don't do it by weight.
How is that more
covetic? You're treating it differently. You're not treating it like regular meat. And that's halacha. And therefore, yes, this guy who has this animal, and he waits till he gets a mum, and he spends a fortune doing an ayla, a shlomim, and a taida. Right. And Asham we took care about, he doesn't have to worry about. And b'char and meiser, we said, it might be a b'char and meiser, has to eat this animal as if it's a b'char ba'mum or a meiser ba'mum, not to shecht it in the marketplace, and not to sell it with weight. These are halachas, and he has to keep those halachas with this animal that's a ba'mum. Yes. The Gemara didn't say it, Rashi said it. Yes.
I know it suggests this restriction on the way you sell shakamit is so that you not take something cutters and treat it as mundane.
I just said that.
It's not a commodity.
That's exactly what I said. It has kedusha, it was a b'char, therefore we treat it differently than regular meat. Something in my writer.
It still has kedusha because it wants it.
It doesn't have kedusha for anything else except for these restrictions.
It has some type of kedusha still.
I don't know what difference it made, how you word it. It's a matter of semantics. I'll let you word it any way you want. Amamar. The cave is zibchei shlamim. Dumatayde. Same question. If it's in a cave, the Mishnah had said, you only have one option, shlamim. Not Ayla, because Ayla is male. But maybe it's a taida. Suck the Gemara, the Maisi taida. You're right. It doesn't mean you only bring a shlamim. You bring a shlamim and a taida. Frek the Gemara, babina lechem. Suck the Gemara, the Maisi nami lechem. You bring lechem. Frek the Gemara, vadumachatasi. A female can be a chatas, and a chatas cannot be replaced. So again, how are you covering all your bases? It's possible that this animal you found was a carbon chatas. And if it's a carbon chatas, you can't replace it. The Mishnah makes it sound that you're covering everything. You can't. And for the Gemara, chatas bashnasa, chatas has to be within a year. Vishtakach bashteshanim. And this animal was over a year. And therefore, you don't have to worry about the possibility of chatas. It's not a chatas. Rashi, so Rashi, chatas bashnasi, the siv nekevim and atzayin kizba. The whole kizba, kesev, is bashnasi, within the first year. Vishtakach, b'nei shtashtei shonim, behemah, the masnisin, the bashtei shonim maskinim. The behemah of our Mishnah is within the second, is after the first year. Now here the Gemara asked the Kasha that it didn't ask previously by Asham. Frak the Gemara, v'do machatas avrishnasa. Maybe this is a chatas that was lost. It is now in the second year, but it's a chatas avrishnasa, which is non-replaceable. How do you know this was never a chatas? You're assuming that if you find a one-year-old, obviously it's not an avrishnasa. But if you find a two-year-old, you don't preclude the chance it's a chatas. It might as well have been a chatas, and it's just past its year. So what are you going to do to take care of that option? It's in a keva, you found it, you wait to get some mum, you make a shlomim, you make a take a taida, and you're still stuck because it might be a chatas. How are you taking care of that option? And for the Gemara, Tanya Chachanoi Oimer, Ben Chachalanya Ben Chachino Oimer, Eis Bashnasa Lechatas. You find a goat or a sheep within its first year, Ein achinami. You use it for a chatas. In fact, the Gemara, the chatas al gedaitach? I did? I'm sorry, I apologize. The mechatas av reshnasa, loy shchiyach. Not frequent. You don't have to worry about that option. In fact, the Gemara, ishtakich vashnasa mai. You answered me before that it was a two-year-old. And we don't have to worry about chatas av reshnasa, because that's not frequent. But what happens if it's a one-year-old? What would we suggest to this person? This guy found an animal that's in a cave within the first year. Now again, the Mishnah wasn't talking about that. The Mishnah was talking about you found that in a cave and it was in the second year. So you could have answered me that's not the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about that. But the bottom line is, the Maisa, what do you do? A guy finds in a cave and it's within the first year. He takes care of the possibility of Shlomim and Taida. How about Chatzos? And you can't answer me in 2 years. I'm asking you a question. What have you found that was in the first year? And for the Gemara, Tanya, Chachinachanya b'chachinoy oimer, Eiz vashnasa is l'chatas. In fact, the Gemara, l'chatas al-gadaitach, you're actually going to use this as a chatas? How can you? Right? How can you use it? It's not, you can't bring it, maybe it's not a chatas, maybe it's a shlomim, maybe it's a taida. How can you bring this as a chatas? So the Gemara, El Amrabaya kechatas kointa l'kipa b'meisamela. If you found in a cave within the first year, what you do is as follows. You wait till it gets a moon. And then you get yourself a shlomim and a taida. And then you take the animal and put it in a room and let it die of starvation. Which is chatas hamesis. Any chatas that can't be brought is chatas hamesis. And therefore, we put it into the kippah, and it dies by itself. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Eiz vashnasa l'chatas. Lishna dekra l'simna ba'almanaka. To simen. Kleimer. Im vashnasa hi makriva l'chatas. Right. Rashi's bothered why I picked goat over kevis. So Rashi said, just picking an example. Chatas agadaitach domelav chatasi. Ve'echi kravi, t'nai nami lek, t'nai nami lek, chatas lekarva nedava. You can't make it t'nai, you can't bring in a dava. Chatas kainti lekipa b'meisim elehav. Kedin chatas, she'en eruyu lekarev. Kegon chamosh chatoas, t'azlo lemitza. The five chatoas that are killed, and they're killed not actively, but passively. The kippah, lav davka. Now, the problem is as follows, meaning, kippah was in the Beis HaMikdash, where we put chatas hamesis. Here, this guy found it out somewhere else. Does he have a room like that, kippah? So the Gemara says, Rashi says, lav davka just means we starve the animal to death. Or, d'oshem, a kippah is a miskanas l'kach. Maybe they had a room for people who find animals around Yerushalayim. They had a place where to take them if it's in a cave. So Rashi says it's starvation. Elsewhere, the Gemara seems to explain we hurry the process. We feed it a lot of barley without water. The stomach explodes. But here Rashi just says we starve it to death. Now, if you noticed, the Gemara by Asham said that Asham is 2 years and you found it to be a year. The Gemara did not come back and say, so what happens if it's a two-year-old? The Gemara never came back. Here, the Gemara said, Chatas is a year, and you found it during the second year. And the Gemara comes right back and says, and what if it was in the first year? Why, by Asham, didn't the Gemara ask the same question? We asked the question, you found a male for an Asham. Found a male. Why is an Asham a power possibility? Because Asham is 2 year old, this was a 1 year old. The Gemara was satisfied with that. It asked Asham Nazar, Asham Atzaira, Lai Shriach. Gemara did not come back and say, and what if it was a 2 year old? Gemara never asked that. Here by Chatas, the Gemara had the Kasha of Chatas. And the Gemara said, the Chatas is within a year, this is older. And then the Gemara came back and said, and what if it wasn't within the year? And the Gemara takes care of that possibility. By Asham, the Gemara did not ask the question. So that's Tysus' discussion. Tysus wants to know, why didn't ask by Asham? So Tysus says, because by Asham, there is a different solution, which the Gemara does not get involved, because the Gemara would rather say it was the wrong age. And that is that you send it out to graze. When it gets a mum, you give money, leketz hamizbeach. You give money to be brought as a nidvas tzibur. So the Gemara knew that. That Asham that gets a mum is not a problem. And since you're letting this animal get a mum, it's not a problem.
Edible.
You give it to the mizbeach, who brings it as an ayla.
What happens to the animal?
Gets a mum, you let it graze, you redeem it.
By
yes.
No,
Chatas has to be Mesis, right. So the truth is the Gemara could have said that Teretz on Asham right away. For some reason the Gemara decided to say it's the wrong age. And the Gemara never came back and said, well, if it's the right age, the Gemara knew it had another Teretz that it didn't bother telling you. Interesting, but that's what Tysus says. Now, saying about Chatas, the Gemara knew there's no other answer, so we had a problem, and the Gemara said the answer of Mesis.
You put that you're always part of for a full price of the animal? Or plus?
Pashtus, yes. You pay the full price of the market value of the animal.
Okay.
Whether that's biblically or rabbinically is a shayla in the Gemara. There is a Gemara that the Shmuel says, Hegdish Shava Mana Shechila Shava Pruta Luchulalos. And biblically speaking, a guy who redeems a $100 item for a penny, not a penny, a pruta, it works. So that's why I said, simply put, it's a machloikis whether we hold of Shmuel or not, but either way, rabbinically, you have to pay market value.
There's no chomesh or anything like that, no added.
No, chomesh is not. Guy redeems a baal mum, does he have to add a chomesh? I'm not sure. I think the owner does, but I'm not sure. By Maisha Shady, the owner does and not anybody else. I'm not sure by about mum. I think that it also depends on owner or not. This is probably a Beferish Gemara, I'm just not remembering.
Is he the new owner?
Rabbi Schutz will find it in a minute. What?
Is he the new owner, the finder?
Not an owner. I mean, he gets to keep the animal after he paid for it five times over.
You know, if he takes it right away, so what does he find it?
He can't take it, it's Hegdish.
He doesn't get the dick owner.
The next moment it gets a mum.
Then he redeems it.
Is he the new owner at that point?
Now he owns the animal.
So he might have to pay home.
No, well, he after he redeems it, he's the owner.
Only original owner.
Oh, okay.
But again, I don't know. It might be after Bechai, which I don't know. It's probably a Beferish Gemara or a Mishnah. I just don't remember.
We said recently that this person's doing all this is Echad B'Doro.
You said he's Echad B'Doro. I said he's a Tzadik. The doctor said he's a Chassan. Now you made him an Echad B'Doro.
My point is if you hold Yish,
got a pasuk.
Is Shema Yish? What's the whole story?
Yeah, and only the original owner of the Chayra. Yes, thank you. There's a pasuk. I don't remember yet. Your point is, you decided that this is an Echad B'Doro. And again, you're basing your question on your speculative supposition.
What I'm saying is that the person who lost it, if he would have known, he would have given up finding it. Wouldn't that be...
No, it's Hegdishes. Can't give up.
No, but he gave... Anything to do with him? Him didn't have any shaykhs to the...
And no shaykhs.
Okay, and still...
Still a carp!
And it would still go to his...
I don't know, upstairs, I'm not there, I don't know how they mark these things. Don't know. I don't know. Maybe he would get credit, maybe he wouldn't get credit, I don't know.
But this guy's doing it to help...
I'd like to give Yidden credit, why not? Free for me to give them credit.
Ashroy. What's the word? What's the word for credit? Ashroy?
Yeah.
That's been the rush to.
That's a different. That's
what?
A different kind of credit, but it's okay.
I know. But the point I'm saying here is that it's
we call this schar. The credit I'm talking about is schar.
Right.
reward.
What am I talking about?
You're talking about if I buy in a store and I don't pay, they put it on credit. It's a different credit. It's the same English word, but it that means two different meanings in Webster's. I don't know. I like to give Yidden Schar. Why not? The Banishman makes those decisions, not me. Again, in a Vignus and Doofies, Miyayish or not Miyayish. The bottom line is, it's a carbon.
What I was just trying to bring out was that if Yish was part of it, you're doing all this work for nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You don't think the guy who's doing it is going to get scar?
No, he's doing it for that other guy who lost it, and that guy ain't getting anything out of it.
But he's doing it, he gets scar. He's Echad B'dayrai.
That guy is, but who I'm doing it for...
So yes, so it doesn't make a difference. You're not doing it for nothing, because you're doing it for yourself.
You know you're doing it to help the other guy.
But you're also getting scar yourself.
How does it help the other guy? If there is one.
Because his carbon is brought.
Eventually it is brought. Hopefully it's brought.
Well, we covered the bases. If I do a chesed to somebody, I'm doing it for him, but I'm also doing it for myself. Right? Yaisim imasha balabayas, oisim ani ani oisim balabayas. A man, a poor person, does more for the guy who gives him the tzedakah than the guy who gives the tzedakah does for the poor person.
So the original owner does not have yish on it.
I don't know. Doesn't say.
That's what I'm thinking the whole time.
But it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't help.
Again, the guy found an animal. The animal is hekdesh.
Right, but
forget about the original owner.
That's what I'm asking.
Who cares?
The only person that benefits from it is the finder there.
That's what Avraham Cohen wants to say. And I say maybe not. Maybe the fact that the guy once owned it and it's being brought ultimately, maybe upstairs they give him credit. I don't know. I'm not upstairs. I don't know. Baruch Hashem, I'm not upstairs now.
The original one is probably bringing another animal.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he can't get two credits. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I can't answer. These are speculative questions. Whatever you want me to make up, I'll make up, but I have no proof. I'm sorry. Today I'm coming across very mean. I want to apologize. I want to apologize, but I'm getting a lot of made-up questions.
Actually, your wife, what's going on? Why is she up so early? She answered me back because she has the same problem.
Now, again, I apologize. I really apologize. It's not my nature. But one of the things that irks me is when people make up things that have no basis. I don't like to make things up. That's all. I live within the confines of what I know. I can't start speculating and making things up. I have no proof for them. Now, some people can make things up and they become a source. But if Yeshua says he said, right? He doesn't have to bring a proof. He is the Pnei Yeshua. So I can quote what the Pnei Yeshua said. But I'm not a Pnei Yeshua. I can't make things up. I can only read. I try to read what I read. What can I say? I can't make it up. Yes?
If I may, without being obsequious, I happen to be enjoying today very much, and I like the showing of the teeth. I mean, you know, discussions of Schar make my teeth hurt. The Rambam tells me I have to believe in it, and it's essential, but it's the same thing as discussing Chinese grammar, the many worlds hypothesis, or...
I don't like to make things up. That's all. Tana Rabbanan. Let's learn Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ein leichem behemah b'moas ma'aser sheni. If you live in Tzfas and you have money of ma'aser sheni, you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you're supposed to buy animals. You don't have to buy animals. But people bought a lot of animals and they brought it as carbon shlomim. But you didn't have to. You could buy soda, and you could buy grapes, you can buy apples, you can buy wheat, you can buy meat. No, you shouldn't buy, you can't buy chulim. You have to buy, if you buy meat, it has to be a shlamim. But that's not the point. But in tzvas, don't change the money for an animal. We don't want you changing the money for an animal.
You tend to bring that animal to Yerushalayim.
Yeah, to Yerushalayim. Why not? So we learn Rashi, Tyson says a third pshat. Rashi offers two pshat. Ain't like the Bahamas and Moss, my Shashane, Yechus, Yerushalayim. The Sivat Tzarta Kesem, Yedacha. Pasik says, take money. Either take the Maisha Shani or take the money. Not another item. Zeres HaKosov.
Didn't it start out as animal?
No. Maisha Shani. Not Maisha Behema.
What is Maisha Shani from? Grain?
Grain. Dagon, Tirash, Yitzar. With the Raisa. Drabanon, all produce. Maisha Shani is not in Kabanas, I'm sorry. Obviously, if you think Maisha Shani is in Kabanas... It's not a carbon.
I doubt it's far.
Right. So, Rashi says...
even I
can
laugh at that.
It says, V'tzayta kesem b'yadach. V'ayid shem etakish b'tayrach ha'derach. So Rashi is misopic. Is it biblical or rabbinic? If it, the bottom Rashi. Ain't like the behemah b'mos ma'aseh sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim. Rashi's trying to tell me, in Yerushalayim, it's wonderful to buy animals and bring them as a shlomim. You bring the money to Yerushalayim, you're supposed to spend it on food. Animals are a type of food. But out of Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to change the money into animals. Now, Rashi gives you two reasons. Number one, because the pasuk says take money. Number two, we are afraid it might get weakened by travel. Now, there's an afkamina between the two pshatim. Can I buy something that won't get weakened by travel? Let's say I buy grain. Why in the world you would redeem your grain to buy money and then buy grain? The guy needs a psychiatrist. But that's not my point. The question is, according to Rashi, if it's Sarta HaKesef, it excludes every food item. If it's Shemetakish Baderech, it only excludes different some food items, wouldn't exclude others. But then again, you're redeeming food for money, and then you're taking the money to Yerushalayim. So don't buy animals to take to Yerushalayim. You know, you could tie nuts cheaper here than it is in Yerushalayim. I'm doing the Maisha Shani a favor. Here I can get five animals, and in Yerushalayim I'll only be able to afford four because the prices might be higher. That's not your job. Take money. Or Shematakish Maderach. Tysus has a third shot, but they're not getting involved.
What does that mean?
Get weakened.
So?
You're hurting my Shoshani. You're bringing a animal that's not as strong. It's not as worth much. That's rabbinic. There's a difference between the two reasons. One's a pasuk, and one's rabbinic. Major difference. V'mlokach b'shagig, yachzu damam l'mkaimam. And if you did it by mistake, meaning you didn't know it was Maisha Shani money, and then you went and bought an animal, and now you chapped that you just used Maisha Shani money to buy an animal, so it voids the sale. Yachzu damam l'mkaimam, you get the money back, he gets his animal back. Rashi, b'shayig, shlo yada shehein mos Maisha Shani. Yachzu damam l'mkaimam. Now Rashi's going to tell us a secret here that's going to be essential for the next piece of Gemara. Who loses out by voiding the sale? The seller loses out more than the buyer. Because the seller wanted to sell this animal. The buyer will buy a different animal in Yerushalayim. So he won't buy an animal here. So yes, he also loses something. He obviously bought the animal. But he'll make to do. The seller had a sale, and you're voiding the sale. That means, who are you punishing really here by voiding the sale? The seller. Kaifin Hamaicher Lahakzer Adamim the Mekachtazu. She ilu yada she mas meiser lohay lekha. The trichale milsel and the Yerushalayim. He wouldn't have done it. Ube mas have an ichadam, so he'd rather take the money. I mean, Rashi is explaining why this is called a punishment to the seller. Because the Gemara is going to concentrate on that. On Nun Vavam and Beis, the Gemara is going to want to say, why are we punishing Mr. Seller? He didn't do an Aveira. He didn't even make a mistake. He's a very innocent man. The Gemara will ask the question. So Rashi's pointing out, voiding a sale hurts the seller more than it hurts the buyer. Especially because if the buyer made a mistake, he probably wouldn't have wanted to buy this animal with Maas Maaser Sheni to schlep to Yerushalayim. The Mezid Tala B'Teichu B'Makam. He did it intentionally. Take the animal and go to Yerushalayim. Rashi, Tala B'Teichu B'Makam Yerushalayim B'Siv L'Makam Ashi Yivchar. Take it to L'Makam Ashi Yivchar. We will stop here. Make some Sunday morning 6 o'clock.